HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump will address the nation tonight on the Iran war.
The White House describes the president's primetime speech as an important update on Iran. On Tuesday, Donald Trump said U.S. forces could leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks and be done with the conflict. The president also lashed out at American allies for not doing more to support the U.S. military's war campaign. He said it's up to other countries, not the United States, to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for oil tankers and other shipping. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And our White House correspondent, Greg Clugston, will anchor the president's address to the nation live tonight on many of these same stations. As Christians prepare to celebrate Easter this Sunday, a new book celebrates both faith and family in our 250th year as a nation. Titled What Really Matters, the book was authored by Tim Gegline, Vice President of Government Relations for Colorado Springs-based Focus on the Family.
This generation must know the story of America. If you're Italian, you don't know when Italy was born. If you're French, you don't know when France was born. If you're British, you don't know when England was born. But if you are American, you know that this remarkable constitutional republic was born at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on July 4th, 1776.
Tim Gegline's new book is titled What Really Matters, and tomorrow he'll report on encouraging trends among young people who are prioritizing marriage and parenting here in America's 250th year as a nation. President Trump planning to be there in person for today's Supreme Court hearing on birthright citizenship. And the countdown clock is ticking toward this evening's scheduled launch of NASA's Moonshot. On Wall Street, Dow futures 352 points higher. This is SRN News. Latin American voters see a role for religion in government.
There are looming presidential elections in Brazil, Colombia, and Peru. And a new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. A similar percentage in each country also say they believe the Bible should be the basis for their laws. And even half of non-religious people tell Pew they feel the same way. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Chicago Bulls have cut guard Jaden Ivey after he criticized the NBA for promoting the LGBT agenda. Ivey called the league's devotion to gay pride unrighteous in a post on Instagram, adding, "They proclaim gay pride on billboards and in the streets, so how is it that one can't speak righteousness?" The Bulls coach, Billy Donovan, says Ivey's comments do not reflect the values of the organization. This is SRN News. Lawsuit over prison conditions in Texas.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs say 5 inmate deaths are linked to heat over the last 2 summers. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice disputes that. The plaintiffs are asking for all prisons to be air-conditioned by 2030. A judge previously ruled that housing inmates in sweltering facilities is plainly unconstitutional, but declined to order that air conditioning be installed. The agency says it would cost more than $1 billion and that it does not have the funding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal appeals court has denied a request to reopen a criminal case against Boeing tied to 2 fatal crashes of 737 MAX jets. Dozens of families of the 346 people killed in the crashes argued the Justice Department had failed to meaningfully consult them before reaching a deal last year with the aircraft manufacturer. More details, srnnews.com.